Here
Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, Bill.
Get your motor running.
T-minus 30 seconds and counting.
You know, this used to be a hell of a good country. I can't understand what's going on with it.
Chaos.
T-minus 15.
Well, they're not scared of you. They scared of what you represent.
10, 9, ignition sequence start.
What you represent to them is freedom.
We have ignition. All engines are running. We have liftoff.
Texas bikers and bikers all across the nation. This is Texas Biker Radio number 296. And the title of tonight's show is Wave 7. My name is Mel Popeye Moss. My co-host, L.O.G. Robbins. We are with Sons of Liberty Rider MC. We are here each and every night. Mel, what are you thinking?
Been a wild ride this week, but man, it's been just chocked full of surprises.
It has.
All good ones.
Everything is peachy. Not only was the weather cooperating, we had some sunshine. My wife said this morning,
even got a little sunburn.
That's right. My wife said this morning, why is your face red? I looked at her and I said, sunshine. It had only been 9 days. But Mel, because I have a good relationship with the Lord, he provided us with an excellent day to go to Waco. And when we pulled up and I didn't see any barricades, no sheriff deputies, and we were left just to figure it out on our own. It was incredible. It felt good, didn't it?
It did. It did. I mean, you know, when we first pulled up, I couldn't figure out why they weren't there like they always had been. We did as they asked. We called them. Yep. Told them what we were going to do, when we were going to be there, the times, the numbers that we thought we'd have. And never did we receive an indication that there were going to be any changes or anything would be different. I got an acknowledgement that he got my email, and that was it. So we pull in, and I got to tell you, my jaw dropped. I wasn't worried, but I was just, you know, what the hell? And you know, a lot of thoughts race through your mind at that point, that it was what it was. It worked out perfect, and people kept showing up. Had a lot of bikers there, and it was great. It was great.
Yeah, you know, it makes you feel good that your efforts are paying off. Now, Abel Reynolds getting blasted at all ends. At all ends. I mean, and I got to put together, Mel, on the back. You know, you can always think when you're riding back. Of course,
right.
You get a little bit heavier with the throttle going home, but you're thinking at the same time. And I know you are that way. We're running. Yeah. But anyway, I got to thinking, and, you know, I'd talked to a reporter the night before. I can't say which one. And, you know, he'd actually told me there wouldn't be any barricades. And I missed it when he said. Then he told me they're broke. Now, I don't know whether that's true or not. But I knew they're budget conscious now because they're getting beat up.
They're getting the amount twitchy. Of
money. That's right. They're getting beat up over the amount of money they're spending on these trials. They're getting beat up over the security. So I doubt we're going to see any more 3-foot fences at a huge cost to the county. You know, the last time I saw putting up any damn barricades and stuff, they had jail trustees putting them up. I mean, how cheap can you get? And it still costs
money.
That
would be cheap labor.
Yeah, that's slave labor, but, you know, hey, at least it gets them out of the cell, you know. But, I mean, incredible stuff. We've got great articles being written, not only by the Waco Tribune. You know, Abel Rana has shit in his mess kit. You know, I don't think he'd ever expected anything like this. Ever. Because...
Nope, I'm pretty sure he is... It's a recurring nightmare for him now.
Mm-hmm. Because he's dealing with a different breed of people. But you know what? All Americans should be like that, Mel. They should be willing to stand up. They should be willing to stand up to tyranny. And as he pointed out many times. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say the awful truth is we got a lot of Americans that are not standing up. They are just, you know, the term sheeple has been formulated these past few years, and I think it's quite fitting for what we're seeing out there with
mm-hmm.
the school shootings, all this talk about now gun control, and even Trump is getting a little unsettling as far as what he's been saying about gun control and what ought to be done, this, that, and the other. And I'm telling you, people ought to be rising up, screaming at the top of their lungs, letting these politicians know this is bullshit and we're not going to stand for it.
Well, now, people operate nowadays off of emotions. And, you know, that's exactly what Abel Rain is trying to do. But, you know, he's still painting the pictures of all bikers out there as being villains. He's still going at it in his ads, his stupid ads, I might say. And that got mentioned in the Waco Tribune, too.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they quoted me. What kind of man is that? And, you know, I meant to bring up a word, yes, see, that matches Abel Rana. Abel Rana is a bully. And like we know, most bullies are really cowards. And he's on the run right now. He's on the run from the voters. He's on the run from the courthouse. He's on the run from the FBI.
I think
he's
you need to
run.
Switch mics.
Okay. Go ahead and I'll switch.
Okay. I wanted to bring up something that I had read earlier today, and I brought it up to Popeye here just not too long ago in our Facebook page, Texas Biker Radio, All for One Biker Nation. We did boost the post on Abel Rana. Because we want to get that newspaper article out there to as many people as possible in the area surrounding Waco. So we drew like a 50-mile circle and we're supposed to reach somewhere in the neighborhood of 20,000 people, and so far we have reached 11,430 people with this newspaper ad that we ran.
Mm-hmm.
But what I found intriguing, and it does bear checking out. I mean, I'm not going to tell you that it's the absolute truth, but I can't figure why a man would go ahead and post something like this if it weren't true. And I'm going to read it to you verbatim. I'm not going to say the man's name who wrote the post, but he said the following. I will say this. He uses a Masonic symbol for his profile picture. And it says, I had a friend that plays guitar and sings in our church who was eating with his wife at the Twin Peaks that day. My friend knows nothing about bikes, gangs, or any illegal acts that they may or may not have been involved in. He's never even rode a motorcycle in his life. On that day of the shooting, he was talking to a biker at the next table and told the biker that his T-shirt was very interesting and asked where he got it. The biker went outside and came back in with one of the T-shirts and gave it to my friend, which sounds very plausible. I mean, bikers do stuff like that. A few minutes later, the shooting broke out. My friend was arrested and charged with engaging in organized crime. He spent 3 months in jail, was later indicted, and was rearrested. This friend lost his job, his house, both his and his wife's vehicles over having that T-shirt when the police came in. I normally don't post or comment on things I don't know about because you usually only have one side of the story, but my friend lost everything over a T-shirt, and it's still not over. Sad, 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 Mr. D.A. Now, this has to be an individual that we reached with that boosted post.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So,
and, that may be somebody that has slipped through the cracks that we don't know about. You know,
you bet.
He's following his lawyer, but his lawyer's telling him, hey, stay out of the news, don't comment, don't do anything. Let me handle this. And if he's not fit the mold of being a biker and what it's all about, then he may just be somebody that slipped through the crack that was just an innocent bystander and just doing what his lawyer tells him.
Right.
I mean, that would be incredible. I don't know if anybody knows this guy. They might let us know. But, if he's following his lawyer, I mean, he's not going to speak to anybody, those that are. And, of course, there's now where you have some that are able to step up and actually talk instead of Abel Reyna vilifying us to no end every day, like he continues to do, trying to pull the wool over the voters' eyes that are going to the polls March 6th. And they've got a decision to make, whether they want to keep what we see as a crook or whether they want to continue down the path. But here later on in the show, we're going to say we've got a plan because our plan is to keep McLean County broke. Broke. And we'll talk about that here in a little bit. Hey, man, do you think that maybe the sheriff, since they were no-shows, too, didn't come, weren't it? They may have, we know one was in the parking lot in a silver SUV.
Yeah.
We all turned and waved at him, didn't we?
Yep, I'm sure there were a sneaky few around. I mean, we even had the situation where, as we came off the highway, and onto, I can't remember the name of the street, but it's right there that runs parallel with the river. And started going up that street. As soon as we came down that off ramp, there was a sheriff's SUV that scooted right in front of us and kind of led mm-hmm. the way to the courthouse. Now, I doubt that it was a coincidence. I think it was by choice that they did that. And he probably immediately reported in as to the number of bikes that came in from our group, but which there were quite a few, but I mean a substantial amount started showing up in the parking lot after we got there. And I started to think, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see squad cars starting to show up now, but still there were none. I think they were lurking back in the background, keeping track of everything. And I think had there been any situations, I think they'd have they would have rapidly appeared.
Yeah, but you know, I do think that there wasn't near the numbers that we've seen in the past. I mean, you know, that I think we've made so much fun of them about guarding that parking lot with 12 deputies, because that's how many I counted. Remember the empty parking lot? Yeah, they had to, they had it surrounded. Yeah, in case the parking lot did anything, they had it surrounded. And a poor black guy comes walking across it. But you know, I thought, well, you know, maybe the sheriff's not here. But you know, but please, mommy, make the bad guys go away. If we ignore them, maybe they won't come back. But man, what a great day for a ride, too.
Nice was they've apparently moved the flea market, but they had yet to move the porta potties, so it was nice to have something available.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that way for the old dudes that had to go pee every 30 minutes, it was that was good. I mean, it was nice. You know, it was a great day all in all. I mean, you know, everybody was happy. It wasn't any drama. And, you know, everybody got to say their piece. You know, that rally was about exercising our First Amendment rights to peaceably assemble, which we did. And the rally was also political. And so, you know, we fired up the mic and started talking about what goes on in Abel Rainer's office and inside that courthouse. And, you know, we think it's just corrupt as hell. But, Mel, the great thing was is that the participation of rioters, maybe it's just because they've been cooped up all winter with all this rain and crap, but, you know, the participation is on the upswing.
Yep.
And, you know, the sheriff's department is going to continue to disappear. Guess what? Let's bring some more next time. Let's see if we can ramp that up some.
Yep.
I'm just saying. It also, Mel, shows that they're realizing there's nobody coming to Waco to get them to cause chaos, to do all this crap. There's a bunch of pack of lies among thousands of lies that's been told since May 17th, 2015. There was never anybody coming to cause problems or harm to the people of Waco or the law enforcement officers, and even that fearful man, Abel Rainer, or his family. Not out of the biker world.
Yeah.
That's the truth of it. You know, Polly Mel, in the early hours, the only person that was actually speaking any truth other than us was Gimme Jimmy when he gave that news interview to to one of the Austin stations. When he said, oh, hell no, nobody's going to do anything. Well, he said they'd be calling out the armed forces after us if we did that. Are we not crazy? And he was telling the truth.
Yes, he was.
While everybody else on the other side was lying their asses off. Sergeant Squanton going, blah, 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 you know. And, of course, Mel, let me say this much about this. You know, Abel Rainer goes, and, you know, this is all political. You know, these guys are being political. we've been doing this for almost 3 years now, Mel. Way before we thought about any elections.
Mm-hmm.
Way before any elections. For him to say every bit of this is political, just total bullshit. Because we've been saying from day one, these stories are not matching up to what's real. We know the truth in all this stuff. Or in a lot of it, not all of it, but there are certain things we know the truth about it, and we know the truth wasn't being told. So we swung into action. And now we've had 7 waves to wake up. And like we said yesterday, hey, we'll keep coming back as long as there's an innocent biker being, I guess, prosecuted, persecuted, vilified, whatever other words you want to throw in there. Hostages all.
Yeah.
But what's the fact? Let me bring this up. Jim Harris, what a young man. A guy that works with Patch Adams in the mental health field. And if you go to his Facebook site, incredible, man. Incredible. There's not a bunch of. There is some biker stuff in there, but most of it's kids and people needing help. And you can tell by the pictures that are in there that he's really a clown.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a neat all around guy, and I suggest that everybody watch his comments that he made yesterday. Such an intelligent, eloquent young man. Not a Neanderthal like Abel Raina tries to paint. And there are many of us like that. We're just like everybody else. We have jobs. We have families. We have grandkids. It's not just Abel Raina that paints a picture of somebody great. Everybody's great in their own way. But he sure wants to throw stones at us while they can't throw any stones. The people who have been indicted can't throw any stones back. For 3 freaking years, he's been running his mouth, been vilifying everybody. And they can't say a word. But we damn sure can, can't we?
Yes, we can, and there's no stopping us.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, a lot of what happened yesterday, Mel tells me they're on the ropes.
Well,
they don't lay down like that.
Based on one comment we got from law enforcement down there saying,
mm-hmm.
Where are you guys coming? You're getting your way. So, you know, they're...
Yeah.
They're starting to wake up.
Yeah. Well, we're coming because we can. I know nobody wants to hear that, within that realm down there that runs that county and city. I know they don't want to hear that. But they can't stop us without framing us or something.
That's right.
And God help them now the day that they do that, because we've got the media listening. They may not be able to put it out there over the air, you know. When TV stations and stuff come up, they took an hour's worth of film, and I don't know how much of it they used. Maybe somebody will post whatever it is they did down there. But they showed up, and we've got them listening. And we've got them hearing the truth. and they see young men like a young man like that step up there, like Jim Harris. Oh, and guess what? Who can relate to those young reporters? I mean, he's a good-looking, likable guy. Another one. Another one that's more likable than the little prick. But as I see it, as I look around, I see they're on the ropes. Now, Abel Reyna, if he wins re-election, he's going to be feeling his Wheaties. But it doesn't stop what we do. Yeah.
He will take that as a mandate to continue what he's been doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're going to make sure, Mel, the money's not going to come from us. And let's talk about that a little bit. I want to launch a statewide campaign that our tax dollars not go to McLennan County to bail them out over one man's ego who seeks higher office. I don't want my tax dollars going to McLennan County to bail them out. And we're going to ask everybody to contact their state legislature, slate doors, express that to them. We've got a rogue DA in McLennan County that is hell-bent on trying 154 people. And it's including innocent people. Now, he's going to fail at this, and when he does, they're going to be looking around for somebody to bail him out. No bailouts. The people of McLennan County should cover this. Not Dallas, not Austin, not San Antonio, not anywhere. They will be the ones that reelect Abel Reyna if he gets reelected. And it's on their backs, not mine, not yours, not anybody's out there that doesn't live in McLennan County. It's on their backs. Not ours. And we'll be sending out a message about that tonight to thousands of bikers all across the state. Thousands. And their wives and their relatives. And ask them, no bailouts from McLennan County. And that goes for the governor's office too. You know, Mel, it's like I was talking to you earlier. The governor reacts to stuff that he hears. He don't know squat about bikers. He barely knows squat about really about law enforcement. He knows what they feed him. And who knows what he's being fed by them. I mean, my God, he changes the way our motorcycle safety funding money, he changed the way that's asked for. Because the DPS doesn't want to be in the grant business. Well, that's how you get money, that money. So he's changed that around now to where they're not asking for the money anymore. So here we go again. It's because he doesn't understand it in the first place. Oh, yeah, I agree with this. You shouldn't be in the grant business. You got other stuff to do. We can't quite figure out what it is, but, you know. I mean, have you heard any major traffic busts or drug traffic busts lately?
Not a thing.
I hear a lot of people killing each other out there, which is not bikers, by the way. Not unless they're pushed up on by another club or if somebody gets caught out someplace because some fool wants to beat the hell out of them. But I mean, you know, I mean, you look at the majority of crime going on out there. None of it's bikers. So I don't know. You know, things were the way they it is. You know, the DPS, they were talking about, one guy was asking me the other night, a reporter was asking me about, you know, about the FBI reports, because he had read where I was talking about the FBI reports. And I said, well, look, you know, the FBI reports, they're old, they're cut and paste. They're, nobody's really doing any work there, the people that are doing these reports. And when you did start digging deeper and deeper and go back to what's been said about bikers, you find out that the FBI says they are just bikers, for not gangs per se, but they're opportunists, meaning that they see a chance to make some big money, and some nut goes out there and does it, does the deed, and gets caught. Right, the leadership of the club may not even know he did it. All of a sudden, he's busted. And they're putting the heat on him to rat on everybody else over something. He's going to say anything and everything. I mean, there you go. I mean, it's not a gang. They're opportunists. And God, like I pointed out, well, guess who else is opportunist? Law enforcement. They got the same problem within their ranks. That never gets talked about at all. But now we have more sheriff deputies in Florida. They're getting the hell beat out of them. Didn't one time, and I'm not changing the, well, I guess I am changing the subject a little bit here. Didn't at one time the law enforcement, whenever they had a shooting, they'd go out and they'd set up a perimeter, and they didn't actually go in the building after the shooters?
Oh, gosh.
What? Wasn't it? What do you think?
What you're saying sounds familiar, but I can't put it to the incident.
Yeah, there was. Well, I think it was multiple incidents where they would go up and set up a perimeter while the guy inside's doing as he wishes, killing the hell out of people. And so they kind of changed that, and you've got to go toward the shooter. But it's almost like, you know, if it's really three sheriff deputies showed up at high school, I mean, were they setting up a perimeter or were they just sitting in their pants, you know? And
well,
I don't want to go in. I don't want any part of it.
And that kind of cracks me up. I shouldn't say cracks me up. It's a pathetic statement where they talk about these guys didn't want to go in up against someone with an AR-15 when all they had were handguns. And then you think back to the Draw Muhammad incident that we had here in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Where that Garland police sergeant stood there by himself and mowed those guys down with his service gun.
Took two guys down.
Took two guys down. They both had ARs.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wish to hell someone would bring that up in the news media. But they're not going to because, you know, their main thing here is to get gun control on. They want to take our guns away.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do. And, we'll see how this battle goes. But you know, I wonder. If, just so everybody knows, two guys showed up there that day. We were having an ISIS job fair because some politician had said what the ISIS members need is a job. So we decided to put up.
Worked for the State Department, as a matter of fact.
yeah. So we decided we'd put up on an ISIS job fair up there at that event, and those two guys got plugged. Thank us very much. I don't don't know if they were showing up for a job, but hey, they got packing. What else happened yesterday? It was just so cool. Everybody got a chance to speak. We did have individuals that, we know all bikers are shy, right? We had individuals step up there and say, hey, look, yeah, I'm so-and-so. I have a family. I did this. I'm retired, whatever. I'm just like everybody else. Trying to put put a face on them. That, you know, hey, we're just like everybody else. We have the same aspirations as everybody else. We want our family to be safe. We want to be able to be free. We want to be able to free to run up and down the highway and do the things we do.
Uh-huh.
Without some kind of interference. And one of the things we touched on yesterday, Mel, was fear. You know, that courthouse, Abel Reyna, operates off of fear. They want people to fear them, or they want people to fear that they are under attack when they're not. And like we've said many times, you know, God forbid you get wrapped up in that mess there. Because if you're not, if you don't have the wherewithal to fight back, they're going to have their way with you. And I would say that's probably 95% of the time. Would you think?
I would think so. I would absolutely think so.
Yeah. I mean, in one of those articles today, Mel, he said that over the years they've had 40,000 cases. That's come through that courthouse or through the DA's office. 40,000. Now, I don't know whether I believe that number or not. I mean, that's a lot of crime going on in a place they say where the crime is down.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that would be everything from domestic to whatever. Everything. But if they have 40,000 cases, they need more DAs. Something's going on there. Maybe there's 40,000 buying their way out, slipping Abel some money or something. You know?
Yeah.
I don't doubt that he was letting people slip, his big time donors, slip on DWIs and stuff like that. I don't doubt any of that.
Let's just call it favors galore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, there's probably a lot of them there within that courthouse that their hands get greased. And a lot of them that in the county commissioners, let me tell you, county commissioners, school boards, all that stuff, Mel, they are as corrupt as hell. You want to worry about your school security? Get it past those sons of guns. Because everything there is fights over contracts and money. Who controls what?
One thing they're not discussing after these shootings, and that is school security.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the NRA's fault.
Yeah.
That's all they can seem to talk about.
Well, you know what? It'll be that way for a while because this is all about emotion. They got kids running around out there protesting, doing all this stuff. Happened today in either North Richland Hills, wherever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They can't vote. They can't do anything. All they can do is what I see is their teachers telling them to do, which is go outside to a basketball court or something and have their little protest. And Most of them don't know what they're talking about. They're working off of emotion. A lot of it is they're not talking about the way we're bringing kids up. Kids coming up the line. Like we've talked about before, the motorcycle industry is looking at this and they're wondering what the hell we're going to do. Because kids aren't getting off their asses. They're ate up with their electronic gadgets.
I saw an interesting thing on the news tonight. They were talking about kids are starting to have problems, not just with cursive, but being able to write at all because the muscles that are needed to hold on to a pencil and stuff like that are not being developed in children today.
Yeah, well, you know why in male? Because they say, they're not going to need to. They say they're not going to need to write because they're going to be pounding on keyboards.
Yep. Well,
go ahead.
That's what they've developed is a keyboard muscle.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
Hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, how did they sign a checkbook?
Well,
the X?
You notice they're even starting to do away with checks.
yeah, they are. They are. Yeah, the thing about it is, man, the kids are going to be perfectly willing when they get old enough to just turn all this stuff over to the government. I mean, they're going to do it because we've let them we've let the schools indoctrinate them, and we've let electronics. From the time they're two, they can hold one of those damn pads and play on it.
Everyone wants.
They're going up with their stuff.
Take care of them.
Yeah. And of course, they're being taught that in school. Today. I had a granddaughter tell me. She said, "Well, you know that the socialists have the best ideas on." On healthcare.
Makes you
I said, oh, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's when you hear that, you know they've been indoctrinated. They think that socialism is an answer. For them to take care of everybody. And everything is free in their minds, not knowing
yep.
that somebody has to pay.
And they're
somebody
not
has to pay
for anything.
Right. You know, Mel, right now they spend all this money to go to school and stuff. Anybody can be a teacher right now. If you can follow a program, a computer program, and, you know, it lays it all out there for you. That's like when I go to the VA. We've talked about us going to the VA. My doctor's on his computer, and he's asking me questions that the computer's telling him to ask. I could be a doctor at the VA, Mel.
That's true. I mean,
at least they would understand me. I leave out of Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi's office. I don't have to understand a word he said. All I know is I got my pills. I got a refill. It's great. Jim Harris is going to be with us next Monday night. He's going to call in.
Okay.
I got a confirmation on that just minutes ago. So that'll be interesting. Well, you know, he works with the Patch Adams. And for people who have seen the movie, you know what we're talking about. And they work with I think people were depressed and other things like that. They used the. I forget what the whole show was about, but I remember it. I may have to go back and watch it now. But Patch Adams is a big, tall guy. He's nothing like Robin Williams that played him in the movie. So I just kind of thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But let me see. We got any more biker news? Anything else? Vote, 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 vote. Everybody go vote. Check out your state rep. Check out your local judges. Vote.
Yeah. And
don't say, oh, well.
I mentioned that you can go to TexasBikerRadio.org and find your representative.
Exactly. Find your state representative. Know how to contact him or her. And let's get after it. We've got things to do. We've got a lot to do. We've got a lot to do before the next state legislature begins. And it's going to be here before we know it. They always are. Every 2 years, but they come around fast. And we need to be ready. And we will be contacting everybody through the system, if you know what I'm talking about. And for those that don't, I just wish you did. Especially anybody that might be listening. Oh, we know they listen to us, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Let me see. Did everybody read the Bill Whitaker article? That's good. There's a lot of things going on at All for One. Aging Rebels got something new up.
From yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of good postings.
Yeah.
New information.
Okay, and Chopper Dan's going to be testifying. Yeah, and then San Antonio. Oh, yeah. In the trial of Jeff
Pine. Pretty anxious
Jeff
to
Pine.
See that fire off, to see what's going to happen there.
Yeah, Abel Reyna thinks he's going to get something out of that. And he was moaning in the media that they're not giving him evidence.
Yeah, I don't think the feds want to share anything with him.
Yeah, it was after Bill Whitaker cornered him. And so got him to actually answer a question. He's been hiding from the Waco Tribune ever since he called them fake news. To the only newspaper in town. How smart is that? You say it to the only newspaper in town.
Well, he keeps proving how smart he is, you know.
Yeah. I consider my dad, he's in ways he's a great man. But in other ways he's just not he's not. And I don't hang on to my daddy's coattails. And he did not make me who I am. Although every once in a while I see some of my mannerisms are like my dad's. I may say something that sounds just like my dad would say, or sound just exactly like him.
It's called genetics.
But we are not the same people. And Abel Reyna is not his daddy. Again, if he is, oh boy. If he is, that says a lot about his daddy, which may not be I don't know his history, but it may not be as stellar as we think it is, or he thinks it is, or the people of McLennan County think it is. Because most people are not involved in what goes on in the courthouse. They're out there trying to make a living. And many people have their heads stuck in the sand. They don't know. Because they're not wrapped up in that stuff. But every 4 years, they get to hear it when these guys run for re-election. Especially if somebody's running against them. And especially if they've been screwing up. Then they're under a microscope. And that's not going away. At all, regardless of how this election turns out. Not going away. Well, then, anything else we need to bring up?
No, I think we pretty much got everything covered tonight.
Let me tell you, what a great weekend, everybody. Thanks to everybody that came out Sunday. I can't tell you how much we appreciate it. It was a great day to ride. Yeah, a great day to ride. Thanks to our crew that got our equipment down there that enabled me to ride. And, you know, man, what a day. What a day it was. And we look forward to the next time we see you guys in McLennan County, around the DFW area, wherever we run into you at. Mel, have a good evening.
You too. Good night now.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
Ready?